After these words, Beelzebub was silent for a few moments, and it could be seen that he was pondering deeply over something. And then he said, I have this moment come to the conclusion that it will be very, very useful for your reason if I tell you about another event connected with the mystery of the sacred Om Zanoshinu, which concerns that sacred individual whose conception was actualized among your favorites and who, after his formation, was named Jesus Christ. This important event connected with the appearance of this sacred individual among them is defined, according to the understanding of your contemporary favorites, by the words, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Your acquaintance with this event will further enlighten you on the sense and essential significance of the sacred sacrament of Om Zanoshinu, and will also give you a striking example of how, thanks only to the strange inherency of their common psyche called wiseacring, the meaning was distorted of even those bits and pieces collected into a whole from the councils and indications of the genuine sacred individuals intentionally actualized from above. From the very first generation after the contemporaries of these sacred individuals, nothing was left of what they call religious teachings for the beings of subsequent generations except, as I told you, materials suitable for inventing children's fairy tales. Well, my boy, when this sacred individual, Jesus Christ, actualized in the planetary body of a terrestrial three-brained being, had to be separated from his outer planetary coating, certain terrestrial three-brained beings performed this sacred process on his Kesjan body, so that in view of the imminent, violent interruption of his planetary existence, they would have the possibility of continuing to communicate with his divine reason and of thus receiving the information about certain cosmic truths and specific instructions for the future which he had not had time to give them. Information about this great event was accurately recorded by certain participants in the performance of this sacred process and was intentionally communicated for a definite purpose to the ordinary beings around them. But inasmuch as that period of time coincided with the intensified functioning of a certain aspect of this strange reason of your favorites, namely the periodic intensification of the inherent need to lead their fellow beings into error, and also because many of them were then striving to be called learned, of course, of new formation, they inserted all sorts of absurdities in most of the notes and descriptions sent down by the witnesses of this sacred process for transmission to future generations. For example, in addition to the incontestable information that Jesus Christ had been crucified on a cross, and that after the crucifixion he was buried, they demonstrated just as convincingly that after his crucifixion and burial, Jesus Christ was resurrected and continued to exist among them and to teach this and that, and only afterwards did he ascend with his planetary body to heaven. As a result of this kind of wiseacring of theirs, criminal in the objective sense, all true faith in the divine teaching of the salvation of the all-loving Jesus Christ, so really practicable for them, was totally destroyed in the beings of subsequent generations. The absurdities that were written down, gradually engendered in the presence of certain beings of later generations, the impulse of doubt, not only about what I've just told you, but also concerning all the real information and accurate instructions and explanations of this sacred individual, intentionally actualized among them from above. The data engendering doubt in these terrestrial three-brained beings began to be crystallized and became an inalienable part of their psyche, chiefly because in spite of the almost automatic existence proper to them, they gradually acquired in the course of many of their centuries data for a more or less correct instinctive sensing of certain cosmic truths, as, for instance, the indubitable fact that if the process of the sacred Ruskovarno occurs to anyone, or, as they say, if someone dies and is buried, this being will never exist again, nor will he ever speak or teach again. And so, those of your unfortunate favorites in whom there still proceeded, however feebly, the functioning of being mentation according to the laws of sane logic, and who would refuse to accept such illogical and incoherent absurdities, ultimately lost all faith in any truth, whatever it might be, actually uttered and explained by the sacred individual Jesus Christ. And as for the other terrestrial three-brain beings who, by the way, form the majority, they, for many reasons, but chiefly because in the earliest years of their existence it became proper to them to occupy themselves with Mordor 10, on reaching responsible age, usually turn into what are called psychopaths, accepting blindly, word for word, without any being logical mentation, all the fantastic absurdities which have reached them, and a very peculiar kind of faith in all this religious teaching becomes automatically formed in them as if it represented the totality of all the truths relating to this sacred individual, Jesus Christ, who was indeed intentionally actualized among them from above. The information about what is called the Last Supper, given in the collection of notes still existing among your contemporary favorites, which purports to be the true and accurate history of this sacred individual, and is called by them Holy Writ, was nothing other than an account of the preparation for the great sacrament of Almats Noshenu on the Kesjan body of St. Jesus Christ. It's interesting to remark that in this collection of notes from bits here and there, which your favorites call Holy Writ, there are many exact words and even whole sentences uttered at the Last Supper by St. Jesus Christ himself, as well as by those directly initiated by him, who in this Holy Scripture are called disciples or apostles. But your favorites, particularly the contemporary ones, understand these words and phrases just as they do everything else, only literally, without any awareness of their inner meaning. And this nonsensical literal understanding is due, of course, to the fact that they have entirely ceased making the being efforts necessary to fulfill in their common presence Paktog duty, which alone can crystallize in three-brained beings the data for the capacity of genuine being comprehension. That is why, my boy, they also cannot even understand the fact that in the days when this sacred individual Jesus Christ was actualized among them, and also when this holy writ of theirs was being compiled, fewer words were used by those beings than are used at the present time. They do not realize that at that period the being mentation of beings on this planet was closer to the normal mentation proper to three-brain beings, and consequently the transmission of ideas and thoughts was still what is called imaginosyrian, or as is otherwise said, allegorical. In other words, in order to explain some action or other to themselves or to someone else, the terrestrial three-brain beings of that time referred to the understanding already present in them of similar actions in the past. But now all this takes place in them according to the principle of Chaina Zironis. And this came about because, thanks as always to the abnormally established conditions of ordinary existence, their being mentation began to function without any participation of the localization of feeling. or in their terminology, their feeling center. And this finally became completely automatized. Hence, during all this time, in order to be able to make anything clear to themselves, even approximately, or explain it to others, they have automatically been compelled to invent a great many almost meaningless words for things and also for ideas, great and small, and their mentation has gradually begun to function, as I've just said, according to the principle of Chainana Zironis. Well, it is with this kind of mentation that your contemporary favorites try to decipher and understand a text written in the Allegorian manner for the mentation of beings who were contemporaries of the divine Jesus Christ. In this connection, my boy, I must explain a certain fact, absurd to the highest degree, and in the objective sense, blasphemous, so that you may see more clearly the real nothingness of their holy writ, which has become particularly widely spread among your favorites since their last process of reciprocal destruction, and in which, as you may already surmise, there is everything you please except reality and truth. I will tell you in particular about what is said in this holy writ, which has supposedly reached them in an unchanged form, about the most important, most reasonable, and devoted of all the beings directly initiated by this sacred individual, or, as they would say, about one of his apostles. This devoted and beloved apostle initiated by Jesus Christ was named Judas. Anyone wishing to draw knowledge of the truth from the present version of this holy writ will arrive at the conviction, which will become fixed in his essence, that this Judas was the basest of all conceivable beings and a conscienceless, double-faced traitor. But, in fact, not only was this Judas the most faithful and devoted of all the close followers of Jesus Christ, but it was solely thanks to his reason and presence of mind that all the acts of this sacred individual could produce that result which, if it did not lead to the total destruction of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundebuffer in these unfortunate three-brain beings, was, nevertheless, during 20 centuries, the source of nourishment and inspiration for the majority of them, and made their desolate existence at least a little more endurable. In order that you may represent more clearly to yourself the genuine individuality of this Judas and the significance of his manifestation, you should also know that when the sacred individual Jesus Christ, intentionally actualized in the planetary body of a terrestrial being, was completely formed for responsible existence, he decided to carry out the mission imposed on him from above to enlighten the reason of these three-brain beings by means of 12 beings chosen from different types, initiated and prepared by him personally. But at the very peak of his divine activities, before having fulfilled his intention, that is, before having had time to explain certain cosmic truths and give the required instructions for the future, he was compelled by circumstances independent of him to allow the premature cessation of his planetary existence to take place. He therefore decided, together with the 12 terrestrial beings he had intentionally initiated, to have recourse to the sacred sacrament of Al-Matzanunil, the actualization of which was already well known to them, as they had already acquired in their presence all the data for its fulfillment, in order to have the possibility, while he was still in that cosmic individual state, to finish the work of preparation according to the plan he had designed for accomplishing the mission assigned to him from above. But, my boy, when they had decided on this and were ready to begin the preliminary preparations required for this sacred sacrament, they saw that it was utterly impossible, because it was too late. They were already surrounded by beings called guards, and their arrest, with everything that would follow, was expected at any moment, and it was just here that Judas intervened. This future saint, this inseparable and devoted helper of Jesus Christ, who was hated and cursed owing to the naive stupidity of the peculiar three-brained beings of your planet, then rendered his great objective service, for which terrestrial three-brained beings of all subsequent generations should be grateful. The wise and onerous initiative that he took upon himself with disinterested devotion was that at the moment of despair, on ascertaining that it was impossible to fulfill the required preparation for carrying out the sacred Alms Omnishinu, this Judas, now a saint, leapt to his feet and quickly said, "I will go and do everything necessary so that you will be able to fulfill this sacred preparation without hindrance." Meanwhile, set to work at once. Having said this, he approached Jesus Christ, and after speaking with him aside for a few moments, he received his blessing and hurriedly left. Thus the others were able to complete without hindrance everything necessary for the accomplishment of the sacred process. After what I've just said, you will doubtless understand how the terrestrial three-brained beings of the two types I described distort every truth for their various egoistic aims, and have done so to such an extent that in the case of Judas, now a saint, thanks to whom alone they have benefited for 20 centuries from a blessing hearth of tranquility in the midst of their desolate existence, there has been crystallized in the presence of beings of all later generations this unprecedentedly unjust representation. I think myself that if Judas was portrayed in their Holy Writ in this way, it may have been because it was necessary for a certain purpose for someone or other belonging to the mentioned types to belittle the significance of Jesus Christ himself. That is to say, it would appear that he was so naive, so unable to feel and see beforehand, in a word, so unperfected, that in spite of knowing this Judas and existing with him for so long, he failed to sense and be aware that this nearest disciple of his was a perfidious traitor who would sell him for 30 worthless pieces of silver.